It is Experience Day. You're listening to a Monday morning broadcast. Naomi and Yossi Wargon are with us. Their son is in camp. That's Gavriel. And they both met and worked here in Camp Hask. Yet another couple that we are speaking to this morning who worked in this amazing place. Naomi and Yossi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How's Gavriel doing?
He's having a great time, great summer, the best summer ever.
How many summers has he been here?
This is his third.
Nice. And and what is the impression of parents of a Hask camper who worked in Camp Hask, who are seeing all these people come, thousands, to enjoy a day like today?
I think it's so nice to see so many people that want to give back and just appreciate everything what Camp Hask does, because we know we appreciate it from a personal perspective, and it's nice to see everyone else, you know, appreciating it as well.
What was your role in Hask years ago?
I was a counselor for two summers.
And an experience that you look back at with what? Fondness, with interesting memories? Tell me.
It's fondness. It was fun. Still close with some of my co-counselors, and still close with the girl that I met there that I'm still married to.
We don't know what number couple from Hask you guys are, do we?
No.
They lost track, I think, in this camp.
Thank God.
Of those numbers. Naomi, what do you remember of your, aside from your husband, what do you remember about your Camp Hask experience?
It was incredible. I worked in a therapy building, so I got to meet all the campers, and it was just unbelievable watching how much growth they made over the summer. And the connection between the counselors and the campers is, I mean, we are just so incredibly grateful knowing what it's like and how the bond between these counselors and campers is just incredible.
Does Gavriel have a therapy regimen here?
Yeah, he gets OT, PT, speech. I'm actually very close with his speech therapist, which is amazing. We get videos, we get pictures all day long, and he's having the most incredible summer.
And there's an added value to pictures and videos from here. We've been discussing that this morning because for some reason, which you could probably elaborate on, it seems that the youngsters here at Hask achieve benchmarks and goals in their therapy sessions that they may not necessarily get to as quickly back in city life. What do you think that's all about?
Honestly, I think that it's just so natural. I think that they're having the best time, and it's school, quote unquote, but they're just having fun, and I think it just comes naturally, this incredible, like, these growth spurts in terms of he's so happy. Like, everybody around you is like, you know, you're just rooting you on the whole time. All these campers
have a lot of fans here.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, he walks around camp with a posse at all times. So
he's becoming one of those legendary campers. You know the type.
Mayor.
I'm sure both of you had those 10, 20 year campers that were considered legendary during your term. He's becoming one of them already.
Right. He walks up and down the road waving. I mean, this is his oasis. He loves being outside, and it's just.
He feels at home.
It's incredible.
Is there a specific video from this summer that you remember with great fondness? Was there anything that really caught your attention? I know all of them are great, but was there something he achieved
got to you? Honestly, I think what's like so beautiful to see is, I mean, during the year he goes to public school, and to see him like immersed in Yiddishkeit and the videos of him dancing,
cool.
And we get like, you know, his another counselor texted me last summer, and at the end of the summer after camp, he said, you know, this is the first Shabbos that I'm not going to be able to daven next to your son.
Talk about the advantages of the summer, because we were talking earlier about summer versus school and how important.
I mean, he goes to Minyan.
I get that.
it's incredible. Like, he can't go to shul during the year because he's too disrupt. I mean, Rabbi Goldberg spoke about that. He wrote an article about
the most disruptive
the
decorum in the shul here.
Leaves a little to be desired, huh?
Yeah, but it's incredible that he's able to experience it and be a part of it.
No, because earlier we were talking about the typical argument about school versus camp and how important the summer is, no matter where you fall in that discussion. But this is yet an additional reason that you're pointing out that I never even considered, that those who are part of the public school program during the year, get this immersive Jewish experience. That's so amazing. I mean, he'll be part of the concert today. He'll be one of those kids jumping up and down, you know.
Yeah.
He loves it. He loves the music. He loves the dancing. He loves the enjoyment of camp. There's nothing like it.
Phenomenal. Well, Naomi and Yossi, a pleasure meeting you both. Gavriel, I hope you enjoyed your experience on the air.
Say bye.
He seems to be pretty into it, I must say.
He's happy. He's
Thanks so much
happy.
For joining us here today.
Thank you so much
Thank
for having
you
us.
So
Enjoy Hask Experience Day. More coming up. It's JM in the AM.